The Pope also spoke on the Hill today about inclusion and promoting the well-being of all. He said, "Let us treat others with the same passion and compassion with which we want to be treated. Let us seek for others the same possibilities which we seek for ourselves." So with that riff on the golden rule, is Pope Francis giving some hints about his thoughts on gay rights and even same-sex marriage? J. Lester Fader covers LGBT issues for BuzzFeed, and he's been closely watching the papal visit.
I thought it was interesting yesterday in his remarks at the White House, when he addressed sort of obliquely the fight over marriage equality, he started by saying that American Catholics are committed to building a society which is truly tolerant and inclusive, to safeguarding the rights of individuals and communities, and to rejecting every form of unjust discrimination. And then he said, "We are concerned that efforts to build a just and wisely ordered society respect their deepest concerns and the right to religious liberty." And that obviously is a reference to the argument that by creating marriage equality, you are infringing upon the rights of Christians who do not believe that same-sex couples should be allowed to get married. And that is sort of a double thing. On the one hand, he wants to make a gesture of inclusiveness, but also leaving space for continued opposition on a question of policy to same-sex marriage. And what that ultimately means and whether that will be enough for LGBT Catholics in the United States is a very open question. I think if people are hoping to see full acceptance of LGBT couples of marriage by a priest, that certainly won't be happening under Pope Francis and probably not in my lifetime or many others.
So if like Vatican doctrine on LGBT rights is, let's call it a big concrete wall, are there cracks emerging because of Francis in that wall?
He said something interesting in the Mass yesterday at St. Matthew's. He says, this is addressing the U.S. bishops, "It is not about preaching complicated doctrines, but joyfully proclaiming Christ who died and rose for our sake. The style of our mission should be make our hearers feel that the message we preach is meant for us." He is basically saying that with a positive face, with an inclusive face, a welcoming one, that will draw people in.
Now, you recently wrote in BuzzFeed about Sister Jeanine Gramick. She was at the White House yesterday. She's got a pretty incredible backstory. Tell us about her and why she was at the White House.
Since the early 1970s, Sister Jeanine has been running a ministry for LGBT Catholics. She started this in Philadelphia and ultimately came to the D.C. area. And starting really in the early 1980s, she's faced pretty consistent efforts to try to shut her down, first by the Cardinal of Washington at the time, and ultimately with an investigation by Cardinal Ratzinger, who would then become Pope Benedict. That stopped. The efforts to shut her down stopped when Francis became Pope. And her take on what Francis was doing was really interesting. As she interpreted Francis, doctrine was not important. Ministry was what was important. And doctrine then becomes a kind of abstract philosophical question, whereas the work of actually taking care of people that priests and nuns encounter in their ministry becomes much more important. From her perspective, if that's the case, then that opens up a lot more space for LGBT people in the church. I don't know in the U.S. political context if that's going to be enough for most LGBT Catholics, but in the U.S. Catholic context, it's certainly significant and puts him to the left of many American bishops.
Lester, I'm just curious, so many different phases of advancement on LGBT rights across the globe. In heavily Catholic countries, is there any rhyme or reason to how LGBT people are treated, like the Philippines, very Catholic? How are LGBT civil rights there?
The Philippines are an interesting example. The fights for formal LGBT rights under law are still in early stages. But if you look historically and worldwide, the Catholic world has actually been at the leading edge of the move towards marriage equality. And the Pope's native Argentina is a good example of this. It was the first country in the Americas to establish marriage equality. We just saw right in Ireland, historically a very Catholic country, that also became the first country in the world to establish marriage equality by popular vote. The most strong opposition to LGBT rights has actually been seen in the Protestant and Muslim worlds, not in the Catholic world, despite the reputation of the Catholic Church.
BuzzFeed's Lester Fader, always good to speak with you.
Likewise, Marco. See you later.